आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि आग प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथोबलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
Page number 276, fourth chapter, eighth section, first mantra.
Maggushte padam vakte te. Sahasvo bhute gam. अभिप्रस्थापयांचकारम् तायत्राभिसायं बभूवुः तत्राग्निमुपसमाधाय गावुपरुध्य समिधमाधाय पश्चादग्नेः प्राङ्गुपोपविवेश उपोपविवेश तं मद्गुरूपनिपत्य मद्गुरूपनिपत्य अभ्युवाद सत्यकामायिति भगवैतिह प्रतिशुश्राव ब्रह्मणः सोम्यम् ते पादं ब्रवाणीति ब्रवीतु मे भगवानिति तस्मै होवाच प्राणः कला चक्षुः कला श्रोत्रं कला मनः कला एष वै सोम्यचतुष्कलः पादः ब्रह्मणः आयतनवान्नाम स य एतमेवं विद्वान् चतुष्कलं पादं ब्रह्मणः आयतनवानित्युपास्ते आयतनवानस्मिन् लोके भवति आयतनवतः लोकां जयति एतमेवं विद्वान् चतुष्कलं पादं ब्रह्मणः आयतनवानित्युपास्ते
we are seeing Chatushkala Brahma Upasana. Looking at that Brahman from its four padas, kala means paths, each kala has got four divisions. Four into four, 16 kalas. Shodasha kala purushaha Brahma. Iti upasana. When Satyakama Jabala approached his guru Haridrumatam, and Haridrumata sent him to graze those cattles, taking care of them, and Satyakama Jabala promised until they become 1,000, I will not come back. Once they became 1,000, that means he has taken care of them very well, in artha. And every day he is doing his Sandhya Vandanam daily practices. And Devatas were so happy, they want to bless him. And one Devata entered in the body of bull and talking to Satyakama. Hey Satyakama, now you take us to the Gurukulam, Acharya's Gurukulam. Now we are in 1,000 in our number. You can take us there. Then when Satyakama Jabala is taking those cattles to the Gurukulam, that time that bull is telling, I am going to teach you Chatushkala Brahma Upasana. So four padas you can see in Brahman, the parts in one pada. The first pada, the Rishabha, bull means Rishabha. The Rishabha form, the Devata who is in the Rishabha form, giving the four kalas eastern direction. Dik means the direction. You meditate upon that Brahman who is pervading in all four directions. Eastern direction, western direction, southern direction, northern direction. All these four directions, you have to visualize Brahman. Four kalas. Four directions. Brahman is as Prakashavan iti, illumining all the four directions, Brahman. What is the phalam? You will also, your life also will become like illumining life. Illumining life in, you will become prosperous, with good health, everything. Then the second, Agni Devata is the Devata who taught the second pada, the Brahman as Anantavan, infinite, by giving the lokas as the different kalas. What is the first kala? Earth is the first part of the Brahman. From you look at the loka standpoint, from dik direction standpoint, if you look at Brahman, eastern, western, northern, southern direction. If you look at Brahman from the loka standpoint, macrocosm level, prithvi one kala. That means prithvi, you look at prithvi, earth, as Brahman. Then dyau, intermediary lokas, also as Brahman. Then heaven, antariksham is intermediary, dyauh means heaven, then ocean, samudraha. All these four kalas, how you have to look at them? As Brahman you have to look at them. That is called upasana. What do you mean by upasana? Nikrishta vastuni utkrishta bhavana upasana. Ordinary matter, this is earth, ocean, water, all these lokas, by itself it is a matter. But what is your bhavana? Brahman, infinite Brahman, anantavan, limitless Brahman, iti bhavana. So that bhavana is called upasana. You will become anantavan. You will become infinite. How can you become infinite? By worshipping these lokas with the attitude of Brahman, since Brahman is infinite, anantaha, antarahitaha, one day or other I will come to know I am also Brahman alone. My real nature is also Brahman alone, who is infinite. Anantavan bhavati. Then the third, the teacher, Acharya, is Hamsaha, Adityaha. You worship that Brahman as Jyotishman iti. In the form of, what are the four kalas? Fire, sun, moon, and lightning, vidyut. Agnihi, adityaha, chandrama, and vidyut. All are luminaries. Fire is also a luminary. Prakasham, jyoti. And sun, aditya, is also luminary, jyotishman. Moonlight is also jyoti. Lightning also jyoti. Yesterday you have experienced. We are studying Chandogyam. From that time, this rain and lightning and thunder are nicely experiencing. That vidyutu, we don't remember that, no? Yesterday, how many of us remember that lightning is Brahman? How many? And the lightning on the po, we have to remember Brahman. So what will happen? Jyotishman bhavati. This person also, this upasaka, also will become Jyotishman. Means his life also will be effulgent, brilliant. All sense organs will function properly. With full health he will continue his life until death. Jyotishman bhavati. We saw all these things in the last class. So, madguhu. Now the bird which is living in the water, no? That water diver, bird, madguhu, is compared to prana. Prana is the teacher here, acharya. Devata ani chedrukalam. Madguhu or prana devata in the form of acharya coming, giving again four kalas. What is the first one? Pranaha. Acharya says madguhu means water, apaha. Apa means nothing but prana. Apaha means waters. Water means pranaha, equal to prana. Pranaha, now we are coming to the micro level, macrocosmic level, all the directions, lokas and luminaries, all at macrocosm level. Now we have to come to microcosm level. Samashti and Vyashti also we have to include. Then totally put together what? Virat. Virat Upasana. So Pranaha, then eyes, Chakshuhu. Then third Kalayi, Shrotram, ears. Fourth kala is manaha, manas, mind. These are called adhyatmam. Adhyatmam means at one's own body level. Brahmanaha ayatanavan nama. So these are all residing places. Ayatana means abode, residing places. So in our eyes, Brahman is there. Ears also, Brahman is there. In mind also, Brahman is there. Therefore, we have to look at the Brahman. These are all abode of Brahman. Ayatanavan nama. Brahman ki enna peru? Ayatanavan. Ayatanavan bhavati yopam pushpam veda. Adha ayatanam enna? Brahman. இதெல்லாமே பிரம்மனுக்கு ஆயத்தனம். ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங், ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் இன் பிரம்மன். ஃபார் அவர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் சேக், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வி சே ஆயத்தனவான் நாம பிரம்மன் ஹே சௌம்ய திஸ் சதுஷ்கல. சய ஏதமேவம் வித்வான் சதுஷ்கலம் பாதம் பிரம்மணா ஆயத்தனவான் இது உபாஸ்தே. ஆல் தீஸ் ஃபோர் கலாஸ் ஆர் நத்திங் பட் abode of Brahman, ayatanavan iti upaste. Asmin loke ayatanavan bhavati. He will have his own house in artham. Ayatanavan na palatial bangla. He will get residence in artham. So adhinal idella panna sollunga ellarkume, yaar yaarku veed venumo, they all can do this. Bhavati ayatana vataha lokan jayati. Not only here in this loka, in this janma, here even after death also, idella upasana, even after death also he will go to other lokas. There also he will get some abode. Just as we say, when you do annadanam, you will never deprived of annam. When you worship the Brahman as Ayatanavan, you will never deprived of any place to exist. Otherwise, you see some country people, know there are some races, you know, they are sending out from that country. உங்களுக்கு இங்கே இடம் இல்லை, உங்களுக்கு இடம் இல்லைன்னு சொல்லி அனுப்பிண்டே இருப்பான். They are all wandering here and there. ஏன் என்ன? அது ஒரு மகா பாபம். தங்கிறதுக்கு இடம் இல்லாமலே ஓடின்னு இருப்பா சில பேர். அது மாதிரி ஆகக்கூடாது. ஏன்னா இதெல்லாம் படிக்கிறதுக்கு நிற்கிறதுக்கு இடம் வேணும். யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டே ஒன் பிளேஸ் அண்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி. யூ கோ ஆன் மூவிங் ஹியர் அண்ட் தேர் வேர் யூ கேன் ஸ்டடி. கிளியர்? ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் பர்மனெண்ட் ஹவுஸு ஒரு இடத்துல இருக்கணும். தட்ஸ் வை தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஹேவிங் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபரிங் ஜாப் rented house. Suppose they change the area. Swamini, class ku vara mudiyalena. And when they go to another place because of transfer, they cannot attend the class. Why all this? Therefore, do this upasana. Ayatanavan bhavati. Chatushkalam padam. Whoever meditate upon this Brahman as four padas having ayatanam. So your prana, eyes, ears and mind also nothing but brahma ayatanam. Now, Chatushkala Pada teaching is over. Every day he is doing Sandhyavandanam as usual there. Then he reached to ashram. Now in the 9th section, he has reached ashram, and what is the dialogue between his guru and this student? Who is the student? Satyakama Jabala. Now we'll read the first mantra.
Prapahyacharya kulam. Tamacharyo abhyuvadam. Arya abhyuva satyakamayiti. Bhagavaitiha ha pratishushravam. Brahma vidiva vai somya bhasi. Konutvam anusheshasa iti. Anusheshasa iti. Anne manushebhyaha iti. Iti ha pratijagne. Bhagavan tu evam. Me kame bruyat. Shrutagum heva me bhagavat. Rishibhyaham. Acharyadyeva vidya viditam. Aryadheva vidya. Sadhishtam prapatiti. Tasmai haita devo vacham. Atrahana kinchana viyayeti. Viyayeti.
Acharya kulam prapa tam acharyam abhyuvada. Satyakama Jabala reached that gurukulam and he did namaskara to his guru Haridrumatam, and guru called him, hey Satyakama iti. Hey guru, I have come with 1,000 cows. Then Guru says, Brahma with Iva, ye Somya Bhasi, you are looking like the knower of Brahman. Brahma with means you are the knower of Brahman. You are looking like that Bhasi. Your face is shining. You are looking like a Brahmajnani. Konutvam anushashase. Who taught you this Brahmavidya? I have sent you to take another job. But you are coming with Brahman knowledge, Brahma virtues and tejas on your face. Who taught you? Secret, no? The Guru want to know. Then the student says, Anye manushyebhyaha iti. Somebody taught to me other than human being. Somebody taught to me Anye manushyebhyaha, other than human beings. I have not learned from human beings, somebody else. Pratijagne, he answered. Bhagavan tu eva me kame bruyat. But I want to know that Brahman from you alone. My desire has to be fulfilled through you alone. I want to learn from you alone. Why I am asking? Because I have learned this Brahma Vidya from those devatas, not by human beings. Why I am asking from you, I want to learn? Because I have heard Acharyad hi eva vidya vidita sadhishtam prapati iti. I heard that whoever study from Acharya alone, Acharyat, from the teacher alone, eva alone, vidita vidya, that known, vidita means that acquired knowledge, vidya means knowledge, that acquired knowledge from the teacher alone, sadhishtam prapati, it is fruitful, meaningful. Sadhishtam means fruitful, prapati means he will get. That prayojanam of that vidya, a person will get when he learned from his guru directly, not by books, not by cassettes, not by CDs, not by any other method, not by website also. See, somewhere you are in other country, that's okay. But Madras, Chennai, the cassette, Swami, website, that's why he is warning, this is what Satyakama Jabala is telling. Once a student approached the guru and learned that vidya alone is vidya, that alone gives him Brahma Jnanam, Brahma Nishtha Prapti, Sthira Prajnatvam. Otherwise, he can get only information, not transformation. Tasmai hi etad eva vacha. This Satyakama Jabala said these words to Haridramatam. Kinchana viyayeti. Tasmai etat uvacha. This is not Satyakama said, but Haridramata, the teacher, taught him again the same thing, whatever he has learnt from that devatas. He has learnt from the same thing from the guru again, because guru taught to him. Na kinchana viyayeti, without leaving anything. Completely he taught. Viyayeti. Two times repetition shows the completion of this mantra section. So therefore, what we should understand here? Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. So guru's importance is highlighted here. Very, very important mantra. Shankaracharya quotes this mantra often. Approaching the guru with proper method and study systematically and get the knowledge. We should not say, I have no time, I am busy. If you are busy, if you have no time, all the best next birth. There is no choice here. We have to study from the teacher. So this third mantra is a very important mantra we have to note. See, material science you may get some knowledge. The material correspondence course and all they are doing, no? Without any teacher directly, not going to the college and all. Correspondence course you can do, computer, physics, chemistry, okay. But not Brahma Vidya. There are some institutions, they are sending Tattva Bodha books, correspondence course. And the students have to write exam, the assignment, they have to send that to that institution. And they give the first rank, second rank like that. why I'm telling this really happened. One of my yoga student only, and she is not able to come to class regularly, and she applied to that institution, and they have sent this Tattva Bodha books, and she has written the assignment also, and she told me also, Swamini, I got first mark. You know, in her life, how is her life? The whole family is disturbed. She is not in a sane condition also. That is why we should not study like that. I will tell you, please don't study like that, these books by yourself. This is what Vedanta is like, a double-edged weapon. The guru guidance, Shastra Patanam, every day, Vidhi Prakarama, we have to study. Very, very difficult. So whenever I remember that incident, I feel, you know, so this type of conducting Tattva Bodha, exams and all, it is not good. No? Not good. Giving assignment, exams, so certificate, course. Swamini, yada certificate kudupadu, itana varsham vandhin irukkavanna. Who can give you a certificate? The bearer of this certificate is a Brahmajnani. Who can give? Who knows he is a Brahmajnani? Even Guru cannot know. The person alone knows. So therefore, we cannot take it as granted, no? We should not see this science, this Vidya, Brahma Vidya, as Apara Vidya, Brahma Vidya can never be equal. Okay. Now we look into the next section. Another new upasana is going to come. We will read the first mantra, 10th section. Upakosala Vidya. All very, very interesting, very, very important also.
Upakosalaha vai kamalayanaha. Satyakame javale. Brahmacharyam uvasam. Tasyah dvadasha varshani. Agnin parichacharam. Sahasmanyan. Antevasinah. Samavartayan. Tadum hasmaiva na samavartayati. Tadum hasmaiva na samavartayati. Tam jayo vacham. Tapto brahmachari. Kushalam agnin parichachari. Matu agnayaha. Paripravochan. Bruhi. Asma iti. Tasmaiha approchaiva. Approchaiva pravasam chakre. Saha vyadhina nashitum dadre. Tamacharya jayo vacham. Brahmacharin nashanam. Kim nu na ashnasiti. Sahovacha. Vahava ime asmin purushe kamaha. Nanatyaya vyadhibhihi. Pratipurnosmi. Nashishyamiti.
Now, the Upakosala Adhita Vidya is going to come in this section. The student name is called Upakosalaha or Kamalayanaha. Kamalasya apatram apatyam puman kamalayanaha. He approached whom? Previous student who became the guru now. You have to imagine that since Satyakama Javala studied Shastra thoroughly and got married, Satyakama Javala Rishi he became. And he has got a gurukulam, ashramam, everything, and Upakosala approached that Satyakama Javala. Enna Swami, or 5 nimisham lone avanukku appadi kalyanam aichana. You have to understand that Satyakama Javala completed his studies. He came out of Gurukulam. Guru gave the permission to get married and he became a grihastha. All our acharyas are maximum grihasthas only. They are having their own family, children. Not only their own children, they have antevasinaha. Antevasi means the students who reside in the ashram. They are called ante. In the ashram they reside along with the guru. Those brahmacharis. Like that, this Upakosala also approached Satyakama Javala ashramam. And he asked Brahmacharyam Uvasa. He stayed 12 years by following Brahmacharya Vratam. By taking to Brahmacharya Vratam, Dvadasha Varshani, Agnin Parichachara. 12 years he served that Agni. What Agni? The Guru is a Grihastha. He is having 3 fires. Gahavatyagni, Ahavaniyagni, Dakshinagni. We saw these 3 fires about in the previous sections. Elaborately I have explained. So look into those notes. That Agnin Parichachara means he served. That means what? Daily kindling the fire, Gahavatyagni, to do any other ritual. They have to take the portion of that Garhapatyagni as a Dakshinagni and Avahaniyagni. And he has to kindle that fire, he has to bring the twigs, he has to take care of them, oil, everything, ghee, everything. So, and he has to protect that fire. So, these, after marriage, this Garhapatyagni, this grihastha is eligible to do that Agnihotram. It is called Garhapatyagni. Until his death, he has to maintain that Agni. It is called Garhapatyagni. Since it is maintained, well maintained by grihastha, therefore it is called Garhapatyam. Agni, Garhapatyagni. Therefore, the sannyasi's body, they will not burn because there is no Garhapatyagni for him to burn the body. The grihastha's body alone burned by that Garhapatyagni. And to do other rituals, daily rituals, they take from that Garhapatyagni create Dakshinagni or Avahani Agni. And again they put that Dakshinagni, Avahani Agni into Garhapatyagni. Then this sannyasi's body are buried, they put only in the mud. They dig the mud and they put lot of chandan, all this karpuram and all they put. Sannyasi's body is already burned by Jnana Agni. That is the intention. Sannyasi's body is already burned by Jnana Agni. This Garhapatya Agni, with that they burn this body, person's grihastha's body after his death, because that Garhapatya Agni purifies the soul of that grihastha. That's why they burn that body with that fire. It purifies the soul, it takes that soul into higher lokas. But how to this sannyasi's soul will be purified? He is already purified. His soul is already purified by Jnanam. Jnanagni. Therefore, sannyasis, they do not have any Garhapatya Agni. Already he has renounced while taking sannyasa. Where is the fire to kindle again, to burn the body? There is no need of Garhapatya Agni. So therefore, this Upakosala Brahmachari taking care of all these three fires belong to that Guru. Who is that Guru? Satyakama Jabala Rishi ani cholanu ippo. Student ella Rishi aitaru udane. Saha Asman Antevasinaha Samavartayan. After this 12 years study, graduation over, they conduct a convocation. Just as here they conduct a convocation in the colleges also. Like that, Gurukulam also they conduct convocation. And this Satyakama Jabala called all the students. And everyone had given special instructions. What Guru gives the instruction? Now your study is over. That's what we are seeing in Taittiriyam now. And keep this teaching alive and get married, you get enter into grihasthashrama and Guru permission he gives. Once Guru gives the permission alone, they will go to their father, mother and they will get married with the Guru's permission. But what about this Upakoshala? The Guru didn't call. Papa Upakoshala is sitting on one corner. He is waiting, oh, my term will come so that I can go to the turn when comes, I will go there. But he did not call this Upakosala. He feel very bad, no? The painful. The detain panna madri, student, detain panna enna panna. With the hell, no, detain panna, ni ide class lo bukkar enna channa, eppadi irukkom? All are gone, left his colleagues and all. He alone is there in the ashram. Then the Guru Patni, Satyakama Jabala wife, approached Satyakama Jabala and she says, see, you have given this certificate, Samavartanam, that samskara, that convocation you have done to all the students. Why not this Upakoshala? Why you have not given to this Upakoshala? He has already done lot of service to you. He has taken care of your the three fires. If you don't do that Agni Devata will curse our family. Therefore, give to this Upakoshala also and send him also, give permission to him also. Then this Satyakama Jabala, as though he has not heard those words, he just went to a store. Unnu Chollamale, he left the house, went to a pravasa. Pravasa means a tour. Somewhere, some Kashi, somewhere he left. Even he didn't answer to his wife's words. When Patni asked, he has to say, what is the reason why I have not given? Chollanum illamu. சொல்லணுமா வேண்டாமா? ஜெனரலி சம் ஹஸ்பண்ட் தே டோன்ட் ஆன்சர் அட் ஆல். அது மாதிரி ஒரு சத்தியகாம ஜாபாலா கூட சொல்லலையா? இப்போ சத்தியகாம ஜாபாலா நோஸ் இன்சைட் தெர் இஸ் அ ரீசன், பட் ஹி டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு டெல் தட் ரீசன், ஜஸ்ட் ஹி லெஃப்ட். இது இன்னும் பெயின்ஃபுல்லாக இருக்கு அந்த உபகோஷலுக்கு. தென் ஹி ஸ்டார்டட் உண்ணாவிரதம், அது என்ன, நிராகார தீக்ஷா, ஹங்கர் ஸ்ட்ரைக், ஹங்கர் ஸ்ட்ரைக், நாட் ஈட்டிங் அட் ஆல் ஃபுட். தென் பாபு இந்த ஹீ இஸ் ஸ்டேயிங் இன் குருகுலம் ஓன்லி, நாட் ஈட்டிங் ஃபுட். தென் தட் குரு மாதானோ அந்த வைஃப் ஆஃப் தட் சத்யகாம ஜாபால், இட்ஸ் லைக் எ மதர். The Guru Patni is equal to mother to the students. And she is so sad, why this boy is not eating food. Then she approached him, why you are not taking food? Why you are doing a hunger strike? He said, I am Vyadhi Peeditaha. I am suffering with some disease. Once disease is there, we should not eat. No, that's why I am not eating. My Guru has not given me this permission to go. He didn't tell anything. What he said? I am mentally, you know, having some pain. Tapam. That itself is tormenting me, torturing me. It is as good as a disease to me. Once I have a disease, I don't want to take food. Because I have a lot of desires, future plans. I thought of going to that loka, this loka, so many lokas. But my Guru has not given permission to me. When can I fulfill all these desires? How can I fulfill all these desires? So what he said in these three mantras, first three mantras, this vratam is called Anashana vratam. அனஷன விரதம், வியாதி வியாதினா அனஷித்தும் தத்ரேன். தேர்ட் மந்த்ரா ஹி சேஸ். ஸோ வென் ஷி ஆஸ்க்டு ஹி கேவ் த ரிப்ளை. தென் ஹி ரிமைன்ட் வித்தவுட் ஃபுட் ஃபார் ஃபியூ டேஸ் ஆர் ஃபியூ மந்த்ஸ் ஹேவ் டு டேக். ஃப்ரம் ஃபோர்த் மந்த்ரா ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் தட் டீச்சிங் இஸ் கோயிங் டு கம். Here also, we have to understand, we should not mistake Satyakama Jabala. That is the important note here. Satyakama Jabala thought Upakosala is the best student. This is what Shankaracharya writes in his Bhashyam. Upakosala is the best student. He should get Brahma Jnana. அதர் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் எல்லாம் அறக்குறதா, லெட் தெம் கோ டு கிரகஸ்தாசிரமா, லெட் தெம் டூ சம்டைம் மோர் உபாசனா, அதுக்கப்புறம் பிரம்ம ஜானம், நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம், லெட் தெம் கம், அந்த மாதிரி மனசில் அவருக்கு இருக்கும் அனி ஒரு ஜஸ்ட்டு ஐடியா. ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ஐ ஹாவ் காட் தட் நாலேஜ் ஃப்ரம் த ஃபயர் தேவதாஸ், அக்னி தேவதாஸ், ஐ காட் த நாலேஜ் through devatas, not directly from my guru. First I got like that only. Similarly, this Upakosala also did lot of service to this Agni devatas, Garhapatya Agni, Dakshina Agni, Avahani Agni. Therefore he will also get the teaching by that Agni devatas. Let them come and teach him. That is his intention actually. This and all, how can he explain to her, his wife? That's why he didn't tell anything. So that is going to come in this fourth and fifth mantra. We will read that mantra as
Adhahagnayah samudhirem Adhahagnayah samudhirem Tapto brahmachari kushalam நஹ பர்யசாரீத் ஹந்தாஸ்மை ப்ரப்ரவாமேதி
தஸ்மைஹ ஊசுஹு ப்ராணோ ப்ரஹ்மா கம் ப்ரஹ்மா கம் ப்ரஹ்மேதி சஹோவாச விஜானாம்யஹம் யத் ப்ராணோ ப்ரஹ்மா கம் ச து கம் ச ந விஜானாமி தி தேஹ ஊசுஹ யத்வா கம் ததேவ கம் யதேவ கம் ததேவ கமிதி ப்ராணம் ச அஸ்மை ததாகாஷ ச ஊசுஹ ப்ராணம் ச அஸ்மை ததாகாஷ ஊசுஹ அஸ்மை. Now in these two mantras, that Hiranyagarbha, that Karyam Brahma, and Ishvara, Maya Sahitam, Chaitanyam, Karanam Brahma, the Upasana is going to come. அத அக்னயஹ சமுதிரே. ஆல் தீஸ் அக்னிஸ், த்ரீ அக்னிஸ், ஹூ ஆர் தே? கார்ஹபத்ய அக்னி, தக்ஷிணாக்னி, ஆவஹனியாக்னி. ஆல் தீஸ் த்ரீ அக்னிஸ் கேம் டுகெதர் அண்ட் தே தாட், லெட் அஸ் டீச் டு திஸ் உபகோசலா. தே அப்ரோச்ட் ஹிம். வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் உபகோசலா? தப்தா பிரம்மச்சாரி குஷலம் நக பர்யச்சாரீத். ஹீஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் தப்தா, மீன்ஸ் அதே தாபம் அனு சொல்கிறான் இல்லையா, தவிக்கிறான் அனு சொல்கிறான் தமிழில். அந்த தாபம் தான் அந்த தவிக்கிறான். தவிக்கிறது என்னென்னா தாகம் அனுமாட்ட. ஹீஸ் ஈகர்லி வெயிட்டிங் டு கெட் த நாலேஜ், பட் ஹீஸ் டோட்டல்லி இக்னோர்டு பை ஹிஸ் டீச்சர். ஸோ அந்த காலத்தில் கூட இருக்குது இந்த மாதிரி ப்ராப்ளம், ஹங்கர் ஸ்ட்ரைக்கு. குரு இஸ் நாட் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப், ஆஸ் தோ குரு இஸ் நாட் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் மீ, தட் ஃபீலிங். ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஆர் சேம் ஆல் த டைம், ஓகே? பட் வி ஷுட் நாட் திங்க் இன் எ நெகட்டிவ் வே ஹியர். தட் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். வி ஷுட் நாட் திங்க் இன் எ நெகட்டிவ் வே ஹியர். இதே ஆல் தீஸ் த்ரீ ஃபயர்ஸ் தேர் டாக்கிங் ஈச் அதர். குஷலம் நக பர்யச்சாரீத், வித் ஃபுல் ஸ்கில்ஃபுல் வே திஸ் உபகோஷலா சர்வ்டு த்ரீ ஆஃப் அஸ். தட் அக்னி தேவதா சார் சேயிங் பிட்வீன் டாக்கிங் தெம்செல்ஸ், அஸ்மை பிரப்ரவாம இதி, லெட் அஸ் டீச் டு திஸ் உபகோஷலா. தஸ்மைஹ ஊசுஹு, வாட் தே டாட்? பிராணஹ பிரம்மா கம் பிரம்மா கம் பிரம்மா. த டீச்சிங் ஓவர், டீச்சிங் ஓவர். நமக்கே வருஷ கணக்கில் படிக்கிறோம். பிராணம் பிரம்மா கம் பிரம்மா கம் பிரம்மா. இந்த கம் அண்ணன் இங்கிலீஷ் கம் கிடையாது, ஓகே? கம் அண்ண சாஃப்ட் கா, காக்கா காகால ஃபஸ்ட் கா கம் பிரம்மா, தென் காக்கா செகண்ட் கா கம் பிரம்மா. வாட் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஹியர்? சமஷ்டி பிராண, ஃபஸ்ட் பிராணம் பிரம்மா மீன்ஸ் சமஷ்டி பிராண ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா. ஹூ இஸ் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா? கேர் ஆஃப் தத்வபோதா. ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா இஸ் சைதன்யம் பிளஸ் சமஷ்டி சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம், கால் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா ஆர் காரியம் பிரம்மா. பிரம்மா தேவானாம் பிரதம சம்பபூவா விஸ்வஸ்ய கர்த்தா சதுர்முக பிரம்மா ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா.
காரியம் பிரம்மா. பிராணஹ பிலாங் டு சமஷ்டி சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம். திஸ் பிராணஹ தட் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா இஸ் நன் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன். நவ் தென் வாட் அபவுட் திஸ் கம் பிரம்மா? கம் பிரம்மா மீன்ஸ், கம் மீன்ஸ் சுகம், ஹாப்பினஸ். தட் சுகம் வாட் எவர் வி ஆர் என்ஜாயிங், த ஜாய், த சுகம் இஸ் கால் கம் பிரம்மா. தட் சுகம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ பிரம்மா. ஆனந்தோ பிரம்மே திவ்ய ஜானாத்ன்னு சொல்றோம். தட் ஆனந்தம் பிரம்மா, சுகம் பிரம்மா ஆர் கம் பிரம்மா. தென் கம் பிரம்மா, கம் மீன்ஸ் ஆகாஷ. ஹியர் ஆகாஷ மீன்ஸ் நாட் பூத ஆகாஷ பட் ஹிருதயாகாஷ, சிதாகாஷ, ஹிருதயாகாஷ, சிதாகாஷ. வை தீஸ் டூ பிரம்மா? கம் ஏவ பிரம்மா, கம் ஏவ பிரம்மா. தட்ஸ் வாட் ஹி சேஸ் இன் த ஃபிஃப்த் மந்த்ரா. கம் ததேவ கம், யதேவ கம் ததேவ கம். Whatever is come, that is come. Whatever is come, that is come. Come is equal to come, come is equal to come. Therefore, come is equal to Brahma, come is equal to Brahma. Therefore, both are nothing but Brahman. A is equal to B, B is equal to C. Therefore, A is equal to C. Pranam Brahma is equal to Kam Brahma, is equal to Kam Brahma. Therefore, you are Brahman. So now his question is, Saho Vacha Vijanamyaham. I know Prana is Brahman. Without Prana, no one can survive. I can understand up to that. But how this Sukham can be Brahman? Happiness can be Brahman. And this Akasha can be Brahman. Akasha, simple Akasha you should not take. Chaitanya Sahita Akasha. Not this element, five elements akasha kadiyadu. You have to take kam brahma. Suppose if you say only kam brahma, without saying kam brahma, then I do bhuta akasha madam. Appo bhuta akasha vanna, adhe space, that kam brahma, kam is inert, akasha is inert. That is brahma, nana brahma inert aiduva. Without saying kam brahma, suppose kam brahma alone Upanishad says and leaves, what will happen? We will understand this kam brahma is, akasha is brahman. Since akasha is inert jadam, brahman is also inert jadam. To avoid that confusion, kam brahma. What is kam brahma? Happiness. Are in the happiness vende temporary happiness, parichinam. Suppose without kam brahma, kam brahma alone says, what will happen? இது பரிச்சின்னம். நம்ம ஹாப்பினஸ் நமக்கு தெரியாதா? வெரி டெம்பரரி, லிமிட்டெட். ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் கம் பிரம்மா சொன்ன பிரம்மன் த சுகம் வில் பி லிமிட்டெட். பிரம்மன் ஆல்சோ லிமிட்டெட் ஆயிடு. தேர் ஃபோர் சுகம் அண்ட் தட் அபரிச்சின்ன ஆகாஷ சிதாகாஷ இஸ் அபரிச்சின்னம், லிமிட்லெஸ். Sukham cannot be possible in just akasha. In Chaitanya alone, the Sukham is possible. Therefore, the conscious entity alone can have Sukham. That is Kam Brahma. Sukham indicates the Chaitanyam. Kam Brahma Chida Akasha indicates the limitlessness. So, the limitless Sukham Ananda is Brahman. Rundume Sholanam. அது என்னென்ன? பிராணம் பிரம்மா. ஸோ அந்த த்ரீ ஹவ் டு புட் டுகெதர். யூ கேனாட் சே ஒன். தட் இஸ் த கன்க்ளூஷன் ஹியர். த அக்னி தேவதாஸ் டாட் அகெயின் தே ஆர் கோயிங் டு டீச் செப்பரேட்லி இண்டிவிஜுவல். தே ஆர் வெரி வெரி ஹாப்பி அண்ட் தே வாண்ட் டு டீச் சம் மோர், ஒன் மோர் உபாசனா. ஈச் காஹபத்ய அக்னி இஸ் கோயிங் டு டீச் ஒன் அண்ட் அனதர் அனதர் லைக் தட். We'll see that in the next class.
பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.